It had started with the thank you letter. A couple of days after the concert, I told Will I thought we should write and thank his friend, the violinist. "I bought a nice card on the way in," I said. "You tell me what you want to say and I'll write it. I've even brought in my good pen."
"I don't think so," Will said.
"What?
You heard me.
You don't think so? That man gave us front of house seats. You said yourself it was fantastic. The least you could do is thank him."
Will's jaw was fixed, immovable. I put down my pen.
"Or are you just so used to people giving you stuff that you don't feel you have to?"
"You have no idea, Clark,
how frustrating it is to rely on someone else to put your words down for you. The phrase, written on behalf of, is humiliating."
"Yeah, well, it's still better than a great big fat nothing," I grumbled.
"I'm going to thank him anyway. I won't mention your name if you really want to be an arse about it."
I wrote the card and posted it. I said nothing more about it. But that evening, Will's words still echoing around in my head, I found myself diverting into the library and spying an unused computer. I logged onto the internet. I looked up whether there were any devices that Will could use to do his own writing. Within an hour, I had come up with three: a piece of voice recognition software, another type of software which relied on the blinking of an eye, and, as my sister had mentioned, a tapping device that Will could wear on his head. He was predictably sniffy about the head device, but he conceded that the voice recognition software might be useful, and within a week, we managed, with Nathan's help, to install it on his computer, setting Will up so that with the computer tray fixed to his chair, he no longer needed anyone else to type for him. He was a bit self-conscious about it initially, but after I instructed him to begin everything with, "Take a letter, Miss Clark," he got over it. Even Mrs. Trainer couldn't find anything to complain about.
"If there is any other equipment that you think might be useful," she said, her lips still pursed as if she couldn't quite believe this might have been a straightforwardly good thing. "Do let us know."
She eyed Will nervously, as if he might actually be about to wrench it off with his jaw.